We want to welcome everyone today. It is July 1st, 2018, here in Wayne County, Tennessee, and many folks are beginning to celebrate the 4th of July, and I want to share with you a verse of Scripture, Psalm 33, verse 12, and the Lord was speaking about the nation of Israel, but I want to apply it to our nation today. And the Scripture says this: "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as I come today, I pray, Lord Jesus, for forgiveness of daily sin and weekly sin. And I pray, Heavenly Father, as I confess these sins unto You, to be cleansed by Your blood. Father, I pray right now for an anointing of Your Spirit and a filling of Your Spirit to share this truth. And Father, I just pray for America today as we celebrate the founding of this nation on the principles of freedom, and especially freedom to worship the God of the Bible. I want to thank You, Lord Jesus, that You have so blessed this great country of ours. And Father, we know that it is You, and only by Your grace, that we have seen prosperity. And so, Father, we honor You today, and we honor the America founded on biblical principles and on the lives of men and women who have loved You and loved America. In Your name we pray. Amen. In Psalm 33, verse 12, it says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Now, that scripture is speaking about the nation of Israel. And the nation of Israel was founded on the Mosaic Law, where their authority was God and God alone. And I want you to understand, America was founded on that same way. One nation under God. Now you say, "Brother Leo, what does that mean?" That means one nation under the authority of God. One nation under the morality of God. One nation under the biblical principles of God. And so as we celebrate the birth of this nation, we celebrate the one who gave us this birth, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the God of America. And as we read this scripture, it says in verse 8, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the heathen to naught. He makes the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, and the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. The Lord looks down from heaven, and He beholds all the sons of men." Yesterday, I stood in a beautiful old cemetery here in Wayne County at a Baptist church, Philadelphia Baptist Church, and we laid to rest a veteran named Joe P. Morris. And as we stood there in the conclusion of the service, presented to Joe's family was a beautiful American flag. And it was folded. And Mr. David did the presentation. And as he handed it to his son, Billy Joe, he said, "On behalf of the United States of America, we want to thank you for the service of your father for this country." And it was simple, and it was quiet, and it was beautiful. And so when the service was turned back over to me, I felt compelled to pray for our veterans and to pray for the men and women that were serving our nation, and to share a prayer about Lehman's family and his brother Thomas that gave his life in Vietnam, and so many others that we know, and so many others that I knew that gave their lives in Vietnam and in other wars and conflicts throughout this country. And then this morning, as y'all were singing My Country, 'Tis of Thee, I was really listening to the words. And it touched my heart when we say, My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, and land of the pilgrim's pride. Our fathers, God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King. And as I was listening to those words, every veteran and every person that has served this country, and every person that has given their lives, have given their lives to protect this country. To protect it from invasion. To protect it from attack and from assault. They've gone to foreign lands to fight for democracy and to free oppressed and to free folks under the attack of evil. And as I thought about this, it touched my heart that we now have a movement in this country where folks want to open our borders and leave them with no protection. Where folks seem to think we don't have any need for certain organizations that enforce the laws concerning folks that come into this nation. And we who have been a land of laws are now said to turn away, and that no longer does illegal mean illegal. If you do something illegally, now it's not illegal. And when there is no order, there's chaos. Now, what does it mean to be an American? You know, what does it mean to be an American citizen? We had a judge rule that 2 weeks ago that you don't have to have any kind of ID to vote, and you don't have to prove your citizenship. And as I looked at that, as ludicrous as it sounds, there's a percentage of people in this nation that are okay with that. That now you don't have to be an American to get into the country. You don't have to go through any means to become an American to get into the country. And if you're in here and you're not a citizen, you can still vote. I saw Jesse Waters last night on the Fox Network. And he asked college-age young people, some who were in college, what year did our nation gain its independence? One answer was 1984. As the young man was headed to his college classroom, one group was asked, who was our first president? Abraham Lincoln got 3 replies. Who was George Washington? Well, he was a general or something. Who did we gain our independence from? Virginia. Twenty-year-olds, 22-year-olds. When I look at Jerry, you know, he raised his hand, and Tony raised his hand, and Cleo raised his hand, and Richard, some of you others raised y'all's hands. You know, we've had people that have given up years of their lives to defend this country. Some of them have given up their very lives. And here we've raised a generation of people that don't even have enough respect or care to know anything about our country. And nobody seems to worry about that. That's okay. And, you know, I told Patty, I said, this is heartbreaking. This is absolutely heartbreaking. And I bet he showed on camera five or six people he asked this simple question to: what was the Declaration of Independence? I've heard about it, but I don't know what it is. You know, a nation who doesn't understand who we are, where we've come from, what we represent, what we stand for. When I read America the Beautiful, it says, America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy hood with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. America, America, God mend thine every flaw. America, America, may God thy gold refine thee. You know, if ever we needed to sing this song, it's today. Amen. And we're going to sing it today. I praise God. I grew up where we sang these songs in school. I praise God I grew up where teachers prayed. I praise God we grew up, you know, where we had a devotion at school. I praise God we grew up where we said the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, I want you to understand something. There was fear in my life as a child because my friends got drafted, my cousins got drafted. They went off to fight and some didn't come back. I can remember going to register for the draft. Didn't get drafted. They didn't reinstate it. But we have a nation today that doesn't realize you've got to fight for freedom. You've got to stand up for what's right. You've got to honor God and you got to honor our nation. And it seems as if flippantly, you know, we're going to disrespect the flag. I mean, as I saw that flag, and it was just beautiful, and they had it folded the way they fold it, and it's being presented with such honor and respect and humility, and we've got people in this nation that are not going to stand for the flag? And you say, well, Leo, what does the flag represent? The flag absolutely represents the most wonderful nation in the world, founded on biblical principles where people have the freedom to succeed if they work hard and do what's right. And it represents everybody that has ever gone to battle, everybody that's ever put their life on hold and gone into the armed services, and everybody that's ever given their life, or any family that's ever lost a loved one that's given their life. That's what that flag represents, and you cannot stand for that. Then you need to leave. You need to go to a nation where you can respect their flag. And whatever principles that they believe in. But don't take the money and spit on the flag. And you know, and part of this is my fault, and part of this is the fault of people like me. We need to stress more and more that patriotism is a virtue. You know, I believe in God and I believe in America. Now, I'm not saying our nation is perfect. There is no nation perfect, but our God is perfect. And I'm going to tell you, our nation has done a lot of good. And we freed a lot of people that were facing tyranny and death camps and communist aggression. I'm going to ask us, Tony, and you folks, if we could sing My Country 'Tis of Thee again, and we're going to have this recorded, America the Beautiful, and then Because He Lives. Because when I see that flag, and when I think of America, I don't separate my nation from God. Now, there have been those that have, and they don't want God in our school. They don't want God in the public square. They don't want any mention of God. But I want you to understand something. That's not about freedom. That's evil. And the devil knows if he can get God out of America, we'll collapse. And anybody that is a proponent of getting God out of America is working on the devil's side. There is more evil in America today than we have ever seen. And it is in direct proportion to the removal of the principles of God, the recognition and the acknowledgement of God. We are reaping what we have allowed these folks to promote and sow that has stifled the lifting up of the name of Jesus in this nation. So we're going to stand proudly, and we're going to sing these songs. So stand with me, and Brother Tony, if you would lead us.
You know, this country has a lot of problems, but it's still the best country in the world. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Amen.
And a lot of those problems need to be fixed. So I don't know if you vote or not, but that's the biggest thing that we can do when we go to the polls, to try to vote the right way. I'm not going to try to tell you how to vote. I'm not up here to do that. But I urge you to, if you're not registered to vote, get registered and go vote this fall. Number 571, My Country 'Tis of Thee. My country 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. My native country thee, land of the noble free, thy name I love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and trampled hills, my to thee we sing. I saw. I used to love to watch NFL football games and NBA basketball games. And even got started watching hockey a little bit. But after I saw them disrespecting our flag, I hadn't watched another game since. Just can't do it. Okay, 572, America the Beautiful. Christians have hope because Jesus lives today. Doesn't matter what you're going through, what you're facing, we still have that hope. We trust in Him. There's nothing too big for God to handle. Nothing. Let's sing about it again. Because He lives. Tomorrow, because He lives.
In a word of prayer. Father, I want to thank you this day, this July 4th weekend, Father, because many have loved country more than self. And Father, I want to first of all, as we celebrate the 4th of July, we want to say a prayer of protection and thanksgiving for all our veterans and all those that are serving right now in our armed forces, in the Army and in the Marines and in the Navy, in the Air Force and the Coast Guard. Father, we pray your protection upon them all. And we pray, Father, for our law enforcement, those that are serving at the local level, with county and city police, those who are our state troopers. Father, those that are among our federal organizations, they enforce the laws, Lord Jesus, and put their lives on the lines to do that. We pray your protection every time a law enforcement individual has to walk up to a car that they've pulled on the side of the road. Father, we thank you for their courage and their humility and their service. And we pray your protection and our gratitude upon all of them. And so, Father, as we come together this week with our families, with our friends, may we continue to pause throughout these days. And thank you for the servants that are in this nation, the true servants of protection. And we ask your blessings upon all of them. And we ask your blessings upon America. May God bless America. And may America look to God for his blessings. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.